I just wanna be hurt so bad, it hurts so bad, it hurts so bad. Stop thinking that being someone else will make you happier. We've all had that thought at least once in our lives. Some of us have it once a day. I'm walking past the trendy bars in Dalston on my way home. In London, and there's some young guy or girl looking good with like pink moon boots on, wearing a fucking cape. And it's flashed through my mind, you know? Oh, I wish I was her, young and whatever. No, you don't, Nathan. You don't want to be unemployed and dressed in a fucking bin bag. You don't want to be anyone else. You're fucking awesome. What you want is to be you, but younger. It's fine. It's natural, even a few years younger. Even if you're 27, you'd give up everything, wouldn't you, to go back and do it all again with what you know now. Nathan, don't be so laissez-faire in your Cambridge University interview. Everything you ever want to do is riding on this one moment. Why are you walking into it with virtually no preparation? No, Nathan, you haven't got this. You think you've got it, and you haven't, and you won't get it. And it will leave you for your whole life wondering, what if? What if? What if? What if you'd got it? You'd be in Cambridge University, then you'd be on television. You'd be a famous celebrity on television. And then you realise, like most famous celebrities on television, if you got that right now, you'd be a paedophile, a murderer. You'd have a sketch on television, wouldn't you? You'd have a sketch on television and you'd be able to write a topical sketch and get it on television because you'd have gone to you know, and you'd be able to write a sketch like how everyone in Iran is gay and there's just one person who's not gay and he's known as the Strait of Hormuz. It'd be better, wouldn't it be better if I was writing and doing the television? If only it was me. If only I was him. If only I was her.